Buckle up. Black Friday is looming, with consumers bombed with ads for bigger, better bargains to buy now. But are you being gamed? It's an American tradition with enormous sales the day after Thanksgiving. But data from Price Spy, a New Zealand price comparison website, suggests about 9% of products actually went up in the week before Black Friday and dropped on the day, apparently to make the sale prices look a little bit more attractive. And some of the most sought-after tech products actually offered the worst deals. Tech and gadget commentator Jordan Tinney warns Black Friday specials come with a buyer beware sticker.
It's marketing fear of missing out, isn't it? It's attracting that fear that you will miss something that you needed at that moment. And that's really where the biggest tip around this day is, you know, you just need to be prepared and just make sure you know what you're checking, what you're in for. You don't necessarily need it on the day. It's exciting, but you know, you might have a better deal in future.
So are the deals on the day actually all they're cracked up to be? What does data tell us about that?
Yeah, so they can be pretty good. You know, 43% of products went down last year, which is quite large, but apparently 1 in 10 products actually went up in price. So there are bargains to be had, but that's pretty much like every other day in the year. It's about spotting that right moment and whether or not you actually need it at that time. I personally don't think Black Friday has as much impact as it used to be, simply because there's so many specials happening throughout the year. And especially with COVID-19, you know, we've been seeing retailers react to that in different ways, and we've definitely seen a lot of change in marketing strategy and pricing out there reacting to this pandemic.
So, as confusing as this may sound, some prices actually go up in the week of the Black Friday sale. What's all that about? Explain to me what happens.
Yeah, so through the data that Price Buy has supplied to us, you know, they've seen some retailers do mark up the price just so that when they retail it at the time, they can sell it and make it look like it's gone down in price, but really the margin hasn't actually changed that much. They're not losing out as much. You know, if we look at the number one product last year, the Nintendo Switch, that retailed at about $497, but about roughly a month before that, you could actually purchase it at $450. So it's watching the market and actually seeing what it does, and Price Buy has a really great historical tool where you can actually look at what a product has been doing over the last year or 3 months or 6 months and see if the bargain you're getting is actually any good. And, you know, potentially they could be breaching consumer grant like rights by marking it up in price like that.
Excuse the pun, Jordan. So basically, in some cases, we're being gamed, aren't we?
We are being gamed. But that's essentially what marketing is, isn't it? It's gamifying our spending habits so that they can catch us at the right time and, you know, get us to spend with them. That is essentially what the retailer wants. They want us to spend our money with them.
So tech is one of the big things that is pushed and marketed around this particular day. Yeah. Do you get the best deals on tech, or actually should you be kind of waiting for tech and spending your money somewhere else? Are there better deals on other categories of product?
Yeah, again, you know, it's conducting that price research over the year and seeing if there is actually a better price to be had on the day. The biggest ones that people search for are mobile phones. Mobile phones actually only moved about 2%, which isn't really a large margin. And it's hard because a lot of the phones that people do want are premium models. You know, it's the latest iPhone. It's the latest Samsung Galaxy. And those don't really move in price, essentially, because they replace those devices annually. So you don't really see the margin be as big as you want it to be. And again, that's, like you said, you know, they've gamified that by basically supplying a subscription service to hardware because you want the newest device the next year.
So in summary, Jordan, what? Keep calm and check out the price.
Oh, that's a beautiful way of putting it. Keep calm and check out the price. Do your research, folks. You know, just make sure you're actually looking out for the best price. And you never know, you might find a better price another day.
Jordan, you're an expert in this kind of stuff. Let me ask you, do you get all fired up and go shopping on Black Friday?
So thankfully, because of how Black Friday played out in America, I had nothing to do with the day. I try to, you know, like we've pointed out, I try to research over the year. Once I've seen that good price, that's when I try to go for it. But Black Friday the day for me as an image has been so tarnished by just how insane people got in America over it. There, I personally try to avoid it the most of the time, but I do know a lot of the background of how the day has come about.
And that's tech commentator Jordan Tinney.